Were it not for some twists of fate, Ken Anakin might have had a career in the British Civil Service.
My uncle was the Chancellor of the Exchequer in England, a man called Philip Snowden. And it was he who advised my father that I should go into the Income Tax Department. And so that's what I was for 3 years.
But the young Anakin yearned for adventure, and he got lucky. He won £100, a lot of money in those days, at the racetrack, and he used the money to set off for New Zealand, Australia, and America. He would prospect for gold, sell insurance, and do odd jobs, and return to Britain in time for World War II. He joined the Royal Air Force, was injured and hospitalized, and ended up making propaganda films for the British government.
I had to learn my job in film very quickly, made 14 documentaries, including some explaining the war.
Another urged British mothers to breastfeed their babies. After the war, Anakin made family films, including comedies and adventures. He also co-directed two well-received films that dramatized short stories by British writer Somerset Maugham, one called Quartet and the other called Trio. A later movie, Across the Bridge, was based on a story by Graham Greene and starred Rod Steiger. There were 4 Disney films, including the story of Robin Hood and Swiss Family Robinson, the famous tale of a shipwrecked family.
At least we're not too far from land.
Then there's hope.
One thing just led to another. I mean, I could make comedies, I could make serious films, I could make films that train people to do things.
He would make a classic war film. In 1962, Anakin was one of 3 directors for The Longest Day, a big-screen epic with a huge all-star cast.
Command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France.
3 years later, he directed another war film, Battle of the Bulge. Another big success was the popular comedy, Those Magnificent Men and Their Flying Machines, which also had a big ensemble cast. Anakin has worked with some of Hollywood's biggest name performers, from Henry Fonda to Charlton Heston. He says he was able to bring out the best in actors, which is the most important quality for a director.
I would like to have been an actor. I would like to have been a top writer. I've done both. But something told me that there are other people who I could see were better than I was in that. And I found that handling other people and bring out their talents was something that I could do.
Anakin inadvertently gave his own name to a film character, although the spelling is slightly different, when the actor Alec Guinness suggested the name to director George Lucas for a character in the Star Wars films. At a screening of the film, Anakin asked Lucas about it.
He was running his picture with Anakin Skywalker in it, and I went over to him and I said, "You know, you never got permission for this." He said, "But I dropped an N, and therefore I got away with it."
Now 93, Anakin says he has had fabulous adventures all over the world, making films that included the Western-themed The Hellions in South Africa, the colonial drama The Planter's Wife in Malaysia, and dozens of other films shot on location. His last in the 1990s was called Genghis Khan and was filmed in Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, and China. The film's Italian producers went bankrupt and it has not yet been released. But Anakin is looking for backers for yet another project, a tale of lost aviator Amelia Earhart. He says that just as in his other films, this one will be good family entertainment. Ken Anakin has chronicled his globe-trotting adventures in the book So You Want to Be a Director, which was published in Britain. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.